fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of June. The prepper tip today is to store up a supply of gasoline for your gasoline cars and trucks and tools, could be chainsaws, and diesel fuel for those vehicles and tractors that use diesel fuel. Make sure you use a high-quality fuel stabilizer. Amsoil makes several good fuel stabilizers, and there's another brand, PRI, that's Papa Romeo India, G for Gulf for gasoline, and D Delta for diesel fuel. This is Farmers Monday. We have patiently waiting to greet my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone, you want to sign for a class, get a custom rifle built, will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Here it is, twice slowly. 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, here we are, sir. It is summertime, isn't it?
Boy, what a beautiful day we had here in Lebanon yesterday. It was 78 degrees and sunny, just a very light breeze. Absolutely fantastic weather.
Absolutely it was. And we had the same weather basically here in Davisville, also called Pucky Heddle. And enjoy it while it's here, right?
Oh, yeah. We had some warm weather last week. It was up into the 90s, but it sure cooled off. It sure is nice right now. I guess today and tomorrow, Sam's going to catch up on some lawn work that his wife is sort of scowling at him about. But
uh-huh. What's the old saying? Happy wife, happy life?
I don't know how big I am on that old saying, but if your wife's not happy, your life is not going to be what it should be.
Roger that. Roger that. I can say that from personal experience. Well, Sam, you're probably somewhat familiar and probably know many people who went to one of the Missouri State Universities in St. Louis, Columbia, Rolla. You may not know this, however. University of Missouri at Rolla Science and Technology is building special restrooms for the female students that believe they're cats, equipped with litter boxes. Are you aware of that, sir?
They're called furries, John. I'm well aware of that. And I had some public school professors, some teachers, inform me on that a while back. And they're actually called furries. And they're in the high schools and they're in the universities. And they identify as a cat or a dog or something bizarre, some bizarre furry animal. And they dress as furries. They wear furry clothes. They have whiskers. They have ears placed on their head that look like cat ears. And they are suing our public high schools for not allowing them to have litter boxes and carry litter boxes or to pee outside in the bushes instead of in a bathroom.
Well, if we're going to comply, and obviously there's been compliance since the university has built this little room for these mentally ill women to use, I believe we should make most universities in many cities require a cat or a dog to be registered with the city. And these women should be neutered, I believe, as we – it's a proper thing to do with a cat, is to neuter that cat. And they should have all the proper feline vaccinations as well, don't you think, sir?
Oh, my goodness, John, I don't even want to comment on that.
Well, I mean – let me
just say this. One of our principals of a public high school here in southern Missouri told all the furries that there's no dogs or cats allowed in school, so you won't be coming to my school if you're a dog or cat. And he kicked them out.
Well, good for and him.
That's probably what should be done. I mean, these people need mental help. They need counseling. They're in the middle of an identity crisis. They're suffering. And Ruthie, you know, my wife's a psychologist. She's a therapist. Right. She would tell you that she would likely tell you that these people are suffering from dissociative identity disorder, which is usually caused by sexual abuse early in life. And because their personality is not capable of holding all of the pain of the abuse, that their brain fractures into different parts. And that these parts allow them to compartmentalize the pain. And I mean, when you say mentally ill, you could not be more accurate. These people are suffering from severe mental illness, likely from severe trauma in their past, and they need help from someone with the skill level of my wife. Otherwise, they have no chance in life. And you know, the parents are making excuses for their kids, saying, well, their brains aren't fully developed. You need to tolerate this. You need to accommodate them. You need to blah, blah, blah. No, you know, if you're the parent of a furry, you need to get them to a professional, experienced therapist before their life is completely destroyed.
Well, I see it as a principal of a school or the president of a university. I see two choices. Either they do what your high school principal did, which is not allow dogs and cats into the school, or you go all the way and really treat them as a cat.
No, you can't do that, John.
Well, I've already gone partway.
You cannot treat one of God's children as a dog or cat. You just can't do that. You've got to get them mental help. You got to get them help from a professional.
They've already done it. There's no what they can and shouldn't do. They've already done that. They're building special rooms.
It's terrible.
With a litter box.
Yeah, we should not be enabling mental illness.
Well,
we should not be doing.
Are you going to go part way or really comply and give full respect to the cat and give them what they want? They should be neutered. They should get the cat vaccinations. They should have a collar with a registration number, which is what we do with cats and dogs.
John, this is not what I signed up for on Firearms Monday, bro.
Let's move on. Let's move on. We've covered that enough. You're right. We've covered
You know, if we wanted to relate Firearms Monday to furries, I would tell you what the SEAL teams do to practice shooting movers, but I'm not going to go there.
Well, Sam, moving on to some more pertinent matters. Any changes in, now? You announced last Monday that on the air that you were going to purchase 5,000 magazines within minutes of the show being over. I assume that that took place.
It took place.
So, what if any difference in the availability of magazines and ammunition has changed, if it's changed at all, since H.R. 9710 has passed the House?
Well, all the Glock magazines that were at the vent. So let me tell you what the state of the situation was before it passed the House. Now, I take it still has not been introduced. I've been teaching for days, so I haven't watched the news. I take it that it has not yet been voted on in the Senate. Would that be accurate?
As far as I know, yes. There's been a stall at the Senate. I haven't looked into the reasons, but apparently it's stalled.
Hold on just one second. So before the House passed, there were thousands and tens of thousands of magazines in inventory, Glocks and AR magazines. Okay.
Right.
Hold on one second. I'm trying to get signed into these vendors so I can tell you what the state is right now, because I buy from the largest wholesalers in the country and I buy from direct from manufacturers. And what I'm trying to do is get logged into their websites. They allow me to see their inventory.
Oh, really? Are you special?
No, it's anybody that's got a federal firearms license or a manufacturing license and has an account with these people can do that. Now, so before, let's just say before before the House bill was passed, okay, for example, we had PMags, right?
All right.
For the AR-15. And there were 47,000 units in stock with this one particular vendor. I'm now looking at their website, and it's now 32,000 units.
Okay.
So that has dropped by 15,000 units. There were tan PMags for sale. There were 7,000 units. Now there's 0 units.
Uh-huh.
Okay. For the Glock 17, there were 45,000 units. There are now 31,000 units. For the Glock 19, there were 35,000. There's now 28,000.
What was the time period of these sales from when to when?
Well, from a week before it passed the House to right now.
Oh, okay. So we're just looking at about 2 weeks, give or take a little.
Yeah, 10 days to 2 weeks kind of thing.
Right. Right.
Now, if you go to now these are all Magpul mags that I'm giving you. There were 6,000 AK mags, AK-74 mags. Now there's 1,429. Okay, and I watch this stuff, you know, fairly consistently, you know, to kind of keep track of what's going on. I'm trying to find the window mags, the Magpul window mags, which are a little more expensive. They have a little window in them, so you kind of see how many rounds are in the mag. Okay, so the PMags Gen 3s are out. There were over 20,000 of them. They've been completely bought out. They're gone. Check some more stuff here. Got about two more pages to scan, and then I can kind of give you the range of what's happened. Most of the really good mags, like the Duramag, the C Products Duramag, they're gone. There are none left in inventory. But there are PMAX out there for various guns. The 27 round Glock 17 mag, there's still 1,000 left. Hit one more page. See if I can find a few more mags. They have, you know, they have about 8 different models of AR-15.
Right, right.
Magpul does. The 40 rounders, there was 48,000 in stock. Now there's 25,000 left of the 40 round AR-15 5.56 mags. The 308 mags, the 20 rounders, there's only 3 left. There was over 10,000 a couple weeks ago.
Really?
So, yeah, people are sort of anticipating something stupid. Okay, so the 25 round 7.62 mags, there were over 5,000. There's now 0 units. The 118 long range P mag, there's now 0 units. There were over 3,000 in stock. I bought some of those for the AR-10s. Yeah, that pretty much covers it. The 30 rounds for the G36s are all gone. That pretty much lays out. There's still 12,000 AK-762 by 39s in stock. But most of the higher end magazines, the quality mags, are gone now.
Right, right. I'm not surprised. That's pretty much what I expected. Sam, it's no longer there, but there was a gun shop across the street from the Chrysler plant in Fenton back in the 90s. And as it so happened, their annual tent sale began the morning, this was September 1994, annual tent sale began the morning after the U.S. Congress passed the assault weapons and high-capacity magazine ban. And I was there. I was there. And men and some women were lined up literally a block long. Many of them had two-wheel dollies with them. And the second day, I believe it was, there was a delivery truck from Winchester up in Alton, where they manufacture ammunition, delivering Winchester. They had one of these hydraulic drop lift gate on the back of it. As the men were loading cases of ammunition onto the lift gate and it was going down, customers were literally taking it off the lift gate and placing it on their two-wheel dollies, 4 feet tall, buying them and walking out the parking lot.
Yes.
The Olin Winchester representative, when she heard the amounts of ammunition being sold in that three-day event, I was told that her face turned white. Hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of rounds of ammunition sold in 72 hours. Go ahead.
After Sandy Hook in December, you know, when the Democrats started talking trash and we had this huge run on AR-15s, I sold every AR-15 in my store in less than 24 hours. And I had actually the second day, I had 2 ARs left on the wall, and a woman came in to said, "I'd like to buy an AR-15 for my husband. Do you have any left?" And I said, "Yeah, I have 2 left, but they're high end, they're more expensive guns." And she came back to the wall and said, "Well, are these them here?" And I said, "Yep, those are the 2." And one was this more precision gun that had a camouflage film dipping on it, you know, and it had a heavier billet receiver and a nicer barrel, so it was more expensive. It's about $2,200 at the time. And I said, she goes, "This is awfully expensive." And I said, "Well, it'll probably be gone by 1 o'clock this afternoon, so I really don't care if you buy it or not, because it'll be sold before the end of the day." And she looked at me and said, "Oh, you're just trying to pressure me into buying a gun." And about that time, this guy came up behind me. I didn't even see him walk in the store. And he comes up behind me and he says, "I'll take that gun right there."
Uh-huh.
That was in her hand. And she goes, "I'll buy it."
Okay. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of June. We have Sam Andrews with us. He is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, high-quality, world-class training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. Sam, we got a couple of several callers on hold. First, we have Charles in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Sam and John. I was wondering if either of you had seen any of the several articles posted over the weekend at various outlets, one being the Federalist late by LA site, where they make mention of a possible ban to this consumer mart of the Lake City 556.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Sam, what would your comments be?
I'm aware of that. Sam, are you aware of that, sir?
One of my students mentioned it in the class this weekend.
Right, right.
These people should be tried for treason. All they're doing is trying to weaken America and destroy the logistical capabilities of this country, both from a business and a defensive standpoint. And it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who is opening up an ammunition plant in Oklahoma that's going to be 10 times the size of Lake City. And he is highly funded with his own money. He's a billionaire, and he builds weapons and sells weapons to the Saudis. And he's opening up a plant 10 times the size of Lake City. And he told me in a phone conversation that 40% of his production is going to be dedicated to components for American citizens to buy to get past all of this garbage with, can't find primers, can't find brass, can't find this, can't find that.
Right.
He says done with it. And he's a former Marine, and he's an extremely successful businessman, and he's doing this in Oklahoma, and he's going to make a difference. And he's got generals and admirals backing him, and he's got Saudi money backing whatever he wants to do. And he's tired of people trying to weaken America. And I love the guy, and I wish I had his resources, because if I did, I'd be doing exactly the same thing.
Okay, Charles, there's your answer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I hope you guys have a great day.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Take care.
And thank you, sir. Our next caller is Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
Yes. I called in last week talking to you and Sam, and you asked if I had any further comments. I did, and was cut off.
Well, we apologize. What was the further comment, Joe?
Well, it's more questions than it is comments, and I pose it to not only you but to Sam and all the other listening audience. With all the proposed legislation, something's going to get through the cracks. I don't know what, but they're going to get something. Now, the question I have, and it's merely for discussion purposes. It's not to raise any ire. It's just something, a conversation, as they say now, is we need to talk about it. This beast that keeps attacking our constitutional and God-given liberties is toothless without a police force or an army. Now, when they start getting these laws passed, be they constitutional or not, these police officers and military, I have the question, who are they going to side with? Are they going to take these illegal orders? And my fear is that they will, and I am much more afraid of our government and our law enforcement and our military than I am of Vladimir Putin or Z, because neither one of them are knocking on my doorstep, but our legislators are. And I just think we need to talk about this and get it out in the open, and I beg your comment. And with that, I'll listen, and I thank you for all both of you do. And
Charles.
Sounds from what Sam said, I'm damn sure glad I live in Oklahoma.
All right, Roger that. I'll give a quick response, and Sam will get yours. The sheriff of my county, Crawford County, Missouri, Sheriff Darren Lehman, is a former Marine. Many of his road officers are recent veterans of Iraq and or Afghanistan, and they're not going to enforce any unconstitutional laws. It's simply not going to happen in Crawford County, Missouri. Sam, your response, sir. We have a break.
I'll give my response after the break.
After the break. After the break, we'll break back.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our southern border has never been more open. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last month, Customs and Border Patrol agents reported 239,416 encounters with illegal aliens. That's the most ever reported in a single month. It's also a 2% increase over April. What's more telling is that 25% of the people caught had been previously arrested and deported. The number of unaccompanied minors is also up 20%. Crossing an international border without going through an official port of entry is a crime. That's why it's called illegal immigration. To all of those progressives out there who think no human is illegal, try that crap in some other country. Walk across the southern border and see how the Mexican government treats you. I promise they won't hand you a piece of paper giving you some court date. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. Content you'll find nowhere else on the Internet. The latest intelligence briefing put together every 48 hours on Monday, 24 hours Tuesday through Friday, put together by a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, and Steve O'Neill, another friend, a nuclear scientist. Excellent articles posted typically about twice a week at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, good news. I now have energy cleaners back in stock ready for immediate shipment. I'll be spending the next 3 days getting back orders packed up and shipped of energy cleaners and mattress pads. And everything is in stock now ready for shipment. If you are tired of being tired, the arthritis pain has got you down, what are you waiting for? And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. The mattress pads are in stock also. And if you already have an energy cleaner, the Micro Plus throws, they're cozy, they're comfortable. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following website. Listen carefully. FreedomCenterTraining.com. I say again, FreedomCenterTraining.com. The telephone will be answered because Sam's busy building rifles right now, Wednesday afternoon, 417-718-2597. And Sam, you've got a response to Joe in Oklahoma, please, sir.
I do have a response to that. We look at the answer to that question very, very carefully. And we've been tracking that for a long time. And what you've seen over time is you've seen Air Force officers purged, conservative Air Force officers purged. You've seen conservative Army officers purged. You've seen indoctrination at the Air Force Academy, at West Point, at Annapolis. So the leadership of our current military is about 90 to 95% will comply with illegal orders against the Constitution. Where you see resistance is in some of the Marine Corps officers, in some of the Army Reserve units, in our senior NCOs. And so, as best as we can tell, based on the dysfunctionality of an officer giving an illegal order to an NCO that probably won't comply with it because it's unconstitutional, because of the, we don't always have equality as far as where we have a senior officer and where we have an NCO, one of them will comply, one may not. We think about 75 to 85% of our military will comply with illegal orders, and around 15%, maybe as much as 25%, will clearly not comply. Now, as far as police officers go, shakes out a little differently. What we're seeing is a high willingness to comply with illegal orders in large city police departments. Over 80% will comply with the illegal orders for gun confiscation. And we're seeing almost the exact opposite in the rural county sheriff's departments. So the large municipal city police agencies and a number of the smaller city police agencies near large cities will comply. There's a large percentage of county sheriffs that will not comply. And there's an even larger percentage of deputies that will not comply. So the natural rub has been set up between rural county police and inner city police and Army and Air Force officers. This is gonna be the natural conflict when civil war breaks out. You're going to see the Army, you're going to see the large city PDs, Baltimore, St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, New York, Newark, Cleveland. These are the city PDs that are going to comply. Seattle, California, pick a city, right? But then you're going to see all of the deputy sheriffs that work in the counties that fill up most of the, that control most of the land in the states. They're not going to comply. And I can tell you this, if there's a county sheriff that decides to comply with that, he won't be on this planet long. Because so many of his men will disagree with him, and 80% of the population in his county will disagree with him. That guy will disappear in the dark of night. And so the natural rub exists now between rural blue-collar America and city bankers. This is what's going to happen, folks. You're gonna see people take sides on these lines. You're also going to see a line of states from southeast to northwest in a band. So Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, the very western part, or the very eastern parts of Washington and Oregon. You're going to see this band starting from the eastern third of Washington State and Oregon State, running through the Dakotas, southeast, through Nebraska, through Kansas, through Missouri, Iowa, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. You're going to see this band of conservative states that are not going to comply with any of this stuff. And so when the war breaks out, it's going to be the Northeast against the Midwest, the Southeast, and the Northwest. And who knows where Texas will fall? Who knows where Arizona and New Mexico will fall? We know where California and Western Oregon and Western Washington are going to be. And you can literally draw these lines, and they're fairly clean, because there's that much division in this country. The biggest advantage of being in the United States right now is it is an enormous place with over 350 million people, including all the illegals. And you cannot take control of 300 million people quickly. If you doubt what I say, look at what Russia's been trying to do in Ukraine. And Ukraine doesn't have 1/100th of the small arms of the American Midwest, Southeast, and Northwest.
Sam, I need to ask you a question. I know the words you choose are usually chosen very carefully. And you said a moment ago, when the war breaks out, instead of if the war breaks out. Can you give any clarification on that, sir?
Well, sure. There's a couple of things, maybe three or four things that are possible potential triggers for civil war. One of them is starvation. And let me tell you this, starvation's going to happen a lot quicker in the cities of New York and Baltimore and Cleveland and St. Louis and Chicago and Minneapolis. Starvation is going to happen much quicker in those areas than they are going to be in the middle of Missouri or the middle of Alabama or Mississippi. Florida, Tampa, Miami, these places are going to be nightmares. Okay, when the food shortages hit, and it's likely, I would say it will begin in late October, middle to late October, November, you're going to start to see food shortages across the board. And people in the Midwest that have been canning and freeze-drying food and for years, it's not going to affect us. We have all the food we need right here on our property. We have thousands of cattle, head of cattle, all around us. We have pigs. We have chickens. One of the largest egg-producing businesses in the United States is 300 yards from my training facility. And I've been giving that guy ammo for years. He's a friend of mine. And so, you know, the people in the country, rural people, they're wise beyond the people in the cities. And when the violence breaks out in the cities, the trucks are going to stop hauling food into the cities. And this is what's going to cause the crisis to explode in the cities first, because the transportation industry will refuse to serve the cities. There's no food being grown in the cities. It is all trucked in from places like where John and I live. And so what you're going to see is you're going to see the starvation thing play out in the cities first. Now, it takes people about 3 days to start migrating when they can't find food. It takes them about 2.5 to 3 weeks before they start eating other human beings. You need to think about that statement, because it's 100% demonstrably provable over and over again in history. 2.5 to 3 days to start migrating, 2.5 to 3 weeks to start eating other human beings. Now, food can be a very, very powerful trigger for civil war. Another potential trigger for civil war in this country is gun confiscation. And I want people to know the state of Washington just passed a bill more draconian than what was proposed to the House in the United States.
Tell us about that.
I have a vendor up there that makes the end plates for Glock magazines, the best end plates ever made for Glock mags. And they are no longer by law allowed to produce those because they are a magazine increasing accessory. They increase the capacity of the magazine. So their high capacity mags are now banned. Any accessories that increase the capacity of a mag are now banned from being manufactured in the state of Washington. And all of the other draconian things that are in the current House bill were passed in Washington and signed by the governor into law. Now, is there a lawsuit over this challenging the constitutionality of it? There is, but that'll be 2.5 years playing out in the courts.
Well, you can save those legal fees and buy a beautiful piece of property in my neighborhood with lots of space to build magazine parts.
We're literally trying to convince them to send us the injection molding equipment so that we can continue to make their products and provide them under their name. And so, you know, that those talks are ongoing, but we'll get it figured out.
Okay.
Bottom line is they're complying, which I think is an utter mistake, but I'm not going to criticize one of my vendors that makes a fantastic product that I need. And so I'm just going to try and help them. And this stuff is going on all over the country. They're trying to get in states where I think they realize they're probably not going to be able to pass this law federally. And even if they did, it would be struck down by the courts, just like abortion. The Supreme Court has said this is not a federal issue. This is a states' rights issue. And even if it passes, it'll probably be struck down. It'll become a states' rights issue. But they know that. They're already working to get the same exact laws passed in every state. And some states that are more liberal, like Washington, where the state representatives are not held accountable to the people, they're going to get away with it. They're going to get it passed, and they're going to get away with it. And that's why I say the lines are being drawn right now as we speak.
All right. Let's take our next caller. That's a great response. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys. That's very well put, Sam. I had a question. I know you don't like ATN night scopes, Sam, but I just can't come up with the money for, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 night vision scope. But I'm wondering, I know where there is a ATN 4X 5x20 brand new in the box that a guy got for a present, and he doesn't want it. And I'm thinking I can pick it up. He's asking $550 your best offer, and I'm sure we'll dicker some around on that price. I'm wondering if it's worth that for, you know, better something than nothing. And I'd just like to get it's a 4X Pro, and I was wondering if you had any insight on that.
Yeah, spend the money on training.
Okay. Rather than even having any kind of sight at all.
Absolutely. So let's talk about how does Sam come to that conclusion, right? That's a question you should be asking yourself right now.
Right. That's the first thing that went through my mind when you said it.
Yeah, what's gonna get you killed the quickest in a situation where you may need a thermal scope? What's gonna get you killed the quickest, right? Is not knowing mm-hmm. how to properly use cover. And if you haven't been trained in how to properly use cover, you don't properly know how to use cover. So that should be your first priority, is how to properly use cover with a weapon. Because if you don't know that, your night vision scope or your thermal sight's not going to do you a lick of good. Okay, what's going to get you killed the second fastest? The flash from your muzzle. Okay, so you need to have a suppressor on the weapon that you're fighting with. So if you want to prioritize, okay, you need to get trained first in how to fight, and then you need to get a suppressor on your main weapon. Okay, I wouldn't spend any money on cheap sights until I had those two things taken care of. That's my answer.
Okay, all right. I always love your logic. I appreciate it very much, Sam.
Okay, Kyle.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Sam, I want to talk to you during the break privately, but our next caller, we've got a break coming up, is John in Texas.
John, Hello? Are you still there?
Yes. Who is really running things?
Hold on to the break, John. Hold on to the break. We're right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
Ah!
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. That was Mel Gibson playing the role of Colonel Hal Moore in the film We Were Soldiers. Colonel Moore, this is a docudrama about a real battle that took place while I was in Vietnam. I wasn't at the battle, thank goodness. But that's where that clip comes from. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. He is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, high-quality, world-class training at Lebanon, Missouri. The website, I'll listen carefully, I'll give it twice slowly, freedomcentertraining.com. I say again, freedomcentertraining.com. There's an excellent video there. Now, gentlemen, ladies, you think you know how to clean your rifle? I thought I did. Until I learned from Sam, I didn't know how to clean a rifle properly, despite being trained in the U.S. Army to do so, and I'm also an NRA-certified firearms instructor. I didn't know, but there's a video there that can teach you how to do that. In addition, there's Sam's telephone, which will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. That's 417-718-2597. And we got a caller with a question, and we've got John in Texas. What's your question, sir?
Who is really running things behind the scenes for on behalf of Joe Biden? It seems like he is not. I don't know if he doesn't look to be there enough to really be making decisions.
Well, that's easy. I got an answer, and Sam, any follow-up is welcome. Most presidents leave Washington, D.C. when their term is over. Obama bought a home right there in Washington. And Valerie Jarrett, who ran the Obama administration, Obama did not run much. Valerie Jarrett ran the country, and my belief is that she's still running it. And Sam, your follow-up, if any, sir.
Well, I look at Valerie Jarrett as kind of the XO, the executive officer, which is typically a lieutenant colonel. She's like, Valerie Jarrett's like the XO. All of the orders go out through her. They emanate from that one position. But if you want to know who's pulling the strings behind the scene, it's the international bankers and the guys that run the military-industrial complex. So think of the Rothschilds. Think of the guys running BlackRock and Vanguard. And think of the those guys are, you know, the four and five stars. You know, your three-star generals or admirals are like the guys running the Federal Reserve and the executives of some of the large military-industrial complex corporations. But that all filters down through and eventually drives what Valerie Jarrett does.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call, John. We got a break. We'll be back after the break.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.